in this province and who will be fighting for us every day right in this building, thanks to the election in May. I want to recognize some people who are here joining us, and that is Carol James, the NDP leader. Teachers. In our classrooms every day, they are responsible for building our future. So it'll come as no surprise to find out they actually really know how to pick a leader, don't they? I want you to welcome with me President of the BCTF, Ginny Sims.
We're our senior citizens. And we're British Columbians. With us, we have friends from the United States, and we have representatives of every teacher organization across this country. Stand. Kids matter, teachers care, taking a stand. Now is the time. We are united in our commitment to affirm our rights as working people in this province. United in our determination to prevent this government from stripping away those precious rights that are so fundamental to a democratic society. You know, all we want with Gordon Campbell or his representative is a table where we can sit and address the learning conditions of our students, because we need to have some guarantees around those, where we need to address our bargaining rights and the right to negotiate terms and conditions of our agreement. But guess what? Instead of providing time for that, This government has the time to go to court to persecute teachers, but they don't have... Special prosecutor to look at criminal charges. My message is, we know there's only one way to solve this problem. Let's get to a table, let's find solutions together that address the needs of students and the needs of teachers as working people. You know, this week has been difficult for teachers. Very difficult for teachers. However, it's also had unforgettable moments, and let me share some of those with you. The spontaneous gestures of kindness, support from thousands of British Columbians have brought many of our teachers to tears, and they are overwhelmed. And we'll always remember that kindness. We will remember the students who organized demonstrations in support of their teachers. Yeah. The concerned parents who write eloquent letters to the local newspapers to tell the real story of what's happening in education. Yeah. And the single mother. And the single mother who turned up at the BCTF office with a donation for our strike fund. Do you know, a teacher phoned in, her landlord said he felt so badly about what teachers were going through, she didn't have to pay her rent this month. Story after story, and every time these come in, they touch our hearts. They touch our hearts. But we know this isn't over yet. Teachers are so grateful that every one of you is with us side by side as we go to get guarantees for our students' learning conditions, and we fight for the rights of working people to negotiate a collective agreement. I want to acknowledge Jim Sinclair and the other officers of the BC Federation of Labour for their solidarity and commitment. I want to acknowledge the amazing support we have received from thousands of our co-workers in CUPE. In BCGEU and in the IUOE. These workers have been out with us on the picket lines, and we salute you for your solidarity. Today to protest unjust legislation, one of many. On behalf of the teachers of this province, I salute each and every one of you for your solidarity. Winston Carter Teachers Federation, and with him, representatives from every union representing teachers across this great country. There's an amazing group of people who sit in the House. They give voice to our dreams as teachers and our hopes as parents. And I want to thank the MLAs for the wonderful defense and advocacy that they made while this government came at the teachers with Bill 12 to take away the last of our rights. And you know something? We're not giving up our rights! Today in BC, we are not going to give up that dignity. Gordon Campbell has tried to divide us. He's tried to threaten us with the courts. And we as teachers have a great deal of respect for the courts. But we have no respect for laws that are just unjust. We have a government that breaks laws, that rips up collective agreements, that ignores international rulings, and that goes into the House and passes legislation that is punitive. That is punitive, and we would say to them, get to a table. Recently, a person wrote, there is a big difference between breaking the law and having a law created to break you. We will not be broken. Deserve nothing less. In solidarity.